Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Trillville Thursday, noon hour, brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. 20 minutes away from the back page with Abe. Get back into the big story of the day, top of the 1 o'clock hour. Although, it's a new day now. The Braves have literally started another game. So, big story of the day is last night sucked. As have many lately, but they're playing already today. So, you know, who knows? Maybe today they'll start the turnaround. Maybe today they'll start another chapter in the season.
Yeah. Well, speaking of new chapters, the NBA is trying again to fix this All-Star game.
Okay, that's right.
Adam Silver has announced this morning that the new format for the All-Star game will be U.S. versus the world.
Do you want to hear the voice of the commissioner announcing that?
I would love to.
All right, let's listen to Adam Silver.
Next year, as part of our new media deals, the All-Star Game returns to NBC, where it was when we were younger. And it so happens that next season will be smack in the middle of the Winter Olympics. So, in fact, the game will be on NBC, and the very day we're on, there'll be the lead-in will be Winter Olympic events. And then coming out of the All-Star Game, which is now going to be in the afternoon instead of the evening, there'll be more Olympic events. So what better time to feature some form of USA against the world? I'm not exactly sure what the format will be yet. I mean, obviously paid a lot
of attention. How about just a basketball
game? Basketball game.
But also, you know, going back, you know, last summer, our Olympic competition was a huge success.
They're going to be.
Yeah, the Olympics always are a big success. So cool. Take credit for that.
Yeah.
You also change the format every single year and have for the past 10 years, and it hasn't really done much to help the product. The product can only be helped by one thing.
Players playing better, playing harder.
Effort.
Whatever.
trying.
And so maybe this will get, because if you look at the world's roster and versus the U.S. roster, that will bring competitiveness out of them. Right?
What was that?
That would bring a competitive
I would hope. Venture, like the bank. Fear of embarrassment?
Yeah, the fear of embarrassment.
Yeah, that's a motivator.
Shea technically is a world player.
Canadian.
Luka's a world player. Giannis, world player. Jokic, world player. You know? So, I mean, let's just go with those guys.
Yeah.
You know?
And their starting five is the last five MVPs.
Yeah, exactly. So now the bench prop, you know, if you can get them to their bench.
They're fine. Jamal Murray's Canadian.
Jamal Murray,
Wemby's French.
Yeah, I forgot about him. Got Wemby, so
they're going to be a pretty good roster.
I kind of took it slightly different.
Oh, God.
How'd you take it?
Well, what if they brought in, they have the NBA All-Stars is one team.
Okay.
And then they either bring in a different national team or a different group.
Oh, I hope they don't do that.
Why would they do that?
EuroLeague All-Stars. Whatever. I don't know.
No.
But
I
don't think USA and world of NBA All-Stars, I'm not entirely sure that's where his head's actually at.
I understand what you're saying, just because then you have to have Because right now the All-Star team is how many guys? How many guys make the All-Star team? So 24. Right?
Right.
And that's of everyone.
Yes.
U.S. and international. Mm-hmm. Now you'd have to have 12 international guys and 12 American guys. Mm-hmm. You're going to have enough?
Yep.
You do?
Mm-hmm. So some guys, but there
were there 12 American All-Stars last year?
There will be those guys.
Yeah.
Like, oh, okay. There'll be
maybe
like,
yeah, maybe Trey can make it not as an Adam Silver
say that,
exemption.
There'll be like a Trey or somebody on the team. And then when you look at the world team, it'll be a guy like give me a name from the world, a world player.
Like a random one?
Yeah, like Dyson Daniels.
Oh.
Or somebody like
you
that.
You think they're going to have to go that far down the list?
No, I'm not saying that, but they may have to.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm trying. Okay, so I have this year's All-Stars in front of me.
Okay.
Okay, there's more Americans than I thought.
Uh-huh.
Jaylen Brown, Steph Curry, right. Kevin Durant, James Harden, mm-hmm. Kyrie Irving, LeBron James.
They're going to be fun. They're going to have
Jason Tatum, Damian Lillard, Anthony Davis.
The U.S. All-Star team is going to have plenty
Jalen
of those
Brunson,
guys.
Cade Cunningham, Anthony Edwards. Yes. Yeah. So they're not going to have to scrape the bottom of the barrel at all.
Maybe the world team may.
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, mm-hmm. Nikola Jokic, mm-hmm. Alperen Şengün. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he's international. I just assume he is.
I think he's Turkish.
His name's weird, so I assume he is. Pascal Siakam is international?
Yes.
Okay. Victor Wembanyama, yes. Giannis Antetokounmpo. Where else we going here? I don't know. But, yeah, so there you go. Wemby probably will be an all-star next year. Okay, so they probably have a harder time coming up with the 12. But either way, I don't know, fine, whatever. Like, keep messing with it until you fix it. That seems to be the motto in sports currently. I don't know, maybe messing with it in the first place was the wrong idea. Because, like, again, like the format of the All-Star game in the NBA wasn't the problem.
Right.
The format was fine. They used to play a basketball game, and the guys would give it not a great effort the whole time, but usually by the fourth quarter, you'd see some competition, and it would be okay. Then that was too much to ask, and guys stopped trying hard. And so they were like, oh, we need to do this scoring system. Didn't fix it.
No.
Now we're going to do a four-team tournament.
You remember that?
Didn't
you
fix
remember
it.
That one?
That was last year.
No. Not the scoring one.
Yeah. I don't remember. What do they call that, Abe? Where it's like there's a fixed number you have to get to. There's
the Elam ending.
Yeah, the Elam ending. That's right. It's like, all right, no, the only thing that'll make it good is what makes sports good. Great athletes trying hard to beat each other.
Yeah,
unless you can make these guys do that, then whatever. Make it. You can make it the U.S. versus Mars, and it's going to suck if guys don't try. Make it Space Jam. It's going to suck if guys don't try hard. So, anyway, cool. I'm glad they tried to fix it again. The NBA Finals start tonight. I don't think it's going to suck. I do think that the Thunder are probably going to win in less than seven. Yes. I'd be surprised if it goes to six.
Less than seven.
Probably goes only five, and I wouldn't be surprised if it goes four. But I will say this. Just even if it does, go four or five, whatever, gentlemen sweep, actual sweep, that doesn't mean the games can't be great.
No, exactly.
Because the Pacers got swept by the Celtics in the Eastern Conference Finals last year, and all those games were incredible.
Right.
The Pacers were just better. The Celtics were just better than them, and they beat them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the Thunder are better than the Pacers. They just have to find a way to sneak a couple.
What?
And it's hard to do against these Thunder because nobody does it.
This is an ABC game.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to deal with their pregame, huh?
Yeah.
Well, we don't because I don't – now the damn Braves are playing now, so – I'll figure it out because I got shows to watch.
Okay.
Man. I got shows to watch.
You finally got some shows listed?
I got some shows listed. Right, I'm good. I'm good until they get back.
Okay.
But I'm just saying, dog, I tell you, we were talking just a second ago about Briggins. The Tylenol one on Netflix, just brace yourself for some weirdness.
Now, is it a documentary?
On the Tylenol something. Okay. Tylenol, okay. Whatever. But murders or whatever it was. You will never take another gel cap in your life. Because I don't take them anyways, but yeah, you won't.
You know how I take gel caps?
Because you can't swallow pills.
I bite them and get the gel ooze out, and then swish.
Not gel caps.
Swish around a bunch of water in my mouth.
What am I thinking about? Not the gel caps. The ones that you can twist off.
Oh, the ones that are like the dust in there?
Yeah.
I open those bad boys up and knock them in there.
Just be careful, man.
I was doing goody powders before goody powder.
Dude, ain't that like that? Boy, you don't know about them goody powder, boy. Girl, boy, go get me a goody and a Coca-Cola, baby.
That'll fix a headache.
Yeah. Okay, grandma. What are you thinking else? And then if they got some one of them big slits, bring it back. Like, that was the day when you were young, you can go to the corner store and buy alcohol.
Oh,
everybody
knew
your grandma was just your grandma, your uncle. See you to the corner store. They know. Hey, ready to get something for grandma? Yes, sir. What you want? She want a goodie, a Coca-Cola, and a Slits. Bam.
Sure.
Yep.
Coming right up.
Everybody know that.
My dad called it the beer store. It wasn't even the corner store or the gas station. It was just flat out the beer store. Because that's where beer was purchased.
Yeah. But it's funny. My baby.
We're going to go to the beer store. You can get some candy.
Yeah, my boy, my baby, Sebastian calls it Daddy Water.
There you go.
Yeah, he calls it daddy's water. Yeah.
A little daddy water.
You got daddy? You drinking daddy water? It's like, yeah, that's what your papa drinking. But I think it will be a sweep.
I know.
But I think it's going to be a close sweep, meaning it's one of the things where – but it's going to be a blowout one of these games.
Oh, yeah. One of these first two games in Oklahoma City is going to be a 30-point win for the Thunder.
But the only way, if the Pacers can hit shots, because they're going to get those shots. And the one thing about it is that they – what did I write down here? Oh, yeah. The Pacers, they were able to hunt matchups against the Knicks. Mm-hmm. They're not going to be able to do this again. They were able to hunt out Jalen Brunson. They were able to hunt out Karl Anthony Towns.
The only one that I think that they – and you talked about it with Mike earlier – was, I think, because what the Thunder do defensively against guards is the best in the NBA. Yeah. Like, I know that the Pacers have other ball handlers, and I think that helps them. They got to have to find creative ways to use those guys while getting Halliburton into good scoring positions. Siakam.
Yep.
Siakam's a tough matchup for anybody, especially in the open floor. Like, he might be one of the best finishers in the fast break in the whole NBA. He's so good at catching the ball on the outside the 3-point line with like his long ass legs, like one dribble and two steps, and he's to the rim. They've got to find a way to run on him. Obviously, the right way to do that is to get stops and run on him, but they'll run on you even if you score on
them. They are out of the basket.
The thing they got to avoid, and I don't know how you do this, especially against the Thunder because they're so good defensively, you got to avoid the random Tyrese Halliburton disappears game. Like he had in game 5 against the Knicks where he scored eight points and had six assists.
Is he a superstar?
And then remember against Cleveland, he had the random back-to-back games where he had 4 points and 5 assists and 11 points and 5 assists?
Yes.
Like if Tyrese Halliburton has one of those games, and maybe he only has 11 or 15 points, whatever, he can still affect the game a lot that way.
Yeah.
But he has to have 15 assists.
Yes.
Like you can't have a game where he goes 4 points and 5 assists. You're going to lose by 30 points in that game. And maybe that's what it is, because that's going to happen anyway. You're going to have one of those blowout losses to the Thunder. But if they can avoid those, Tyrese Halliburton gets completely like taken out. And the thing about it is kind of allows himself to get phased out of those games too, which is weird for a star player. But they can't do that. Like, none of the things that have gone wrong in the first three series have bit him in the ass because they're good enough to beat these teams.
Correct.
You can't let those things go wrong against the Thunder, or else you're absolutely going to get swept.
The thing with them is that they very rarely – do people come back on the Thunder? The Thunder keep their foot on your throat. And we all know that, you know, once this thing is rolling and once Shea gets to his spots and gets all them damn and ones, and Mike was talking about, and that place gets rocking, they have no chance.
You know what I think is going to be a really bad matchup for Indiana? Way down the list of things that people care about in this series, but remember how Cat torched Miles Turner?
Mm-hmm.
Hartenstein's legit bully. He's going to give Miles Turner so many problems.
That little, is it a hook floater?
It's like a little left-handed push floater.
Whatever it is, it's money.
It goes in.
It's money.
It goes in. But he'll bully you underneath. Like, I think this could be a lot. And then Chet kind of has a whole different skill set. I don't know what Turner's going to do.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I really like Miles Turner. I don't like him here in Atlanta.
I like him too. I just think this is going to be a tough series for them against those two guys.
I don't know.
It's another reason why I like what the Thunder did all year, though, is like it kind of hurt their style for a month or so, month and a half, by making sure Chet and Hartenstein played together.
Right.
Like at first it was rough.
Yeah.
It was brutal.
Too big, having two bigs, yeah.
Yeah, but they figured it out, and now it's deadly. That's great.
Yeah,
that's just great, good coaching. Meanwhile, Tibbs is like game six of the East Finals. Like, oh, maybe let's try some depth.
Maybe I'll try something different.
Maybe we'll see if we can put some of these other guys in there. Dagnall was doing it in January. All right, we'll come back. We'll get to the back page with Abe after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.